The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Thank goodness Friday, the third day in June 2022. I guess I can still say Happy New Month to our wonderful listeners. Good morning and welcome to the last episode of Stockwatch on Radio for this week. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. Quickly, let's do a rundown of transactions at the Nigerian equity market yesterday. Nigerian stock market on Thursday extended bearish sessions as the all-share index declined by 0.30% to close at 52,815.78 points from the previous lows of 52,974.15 points on Wednesday. Market capitalization was down by 0.30% to close at 28.474 trillion naira against Wednesday's close of 28.559 trillion naira, thereby shedding 85 billion naira. The aggregate volume and value of traded stocks closed at 274 million units and 4 billion naira in 5,011 deals. The market bred close to negative as 13 stocks gained while 26 stocks declined in their share prices. Elan Lex led the Guinness chart with 9.62% growth to close at 3 naira 42 kobo from the previous lows of 3 naira 12 kobo. PZ grew by 9.57%, while Sovereign Insurance and NACO gained 8.33% and 8.31% respectively. Real Exchange tops the losers list, shedding 10% of the share price to close at 90 kobo from 1 naira. Still on the red chart, are Global Spectrum Energy Service PLC, Champions Breweries and FCMB shedding 9.75%, 8.63% and 6.57% of their share prices ahead of other stocks on the red table. Going on a short break now. Keep the channel open. I'll be right back.
Have you heard of Universal Insurance PLC? Universal Insurance PLC have been in existence in Nigeria since March 1961, and their services include general insurance like car insurance, marine insurance, oil and gas insurance, oil and special peril insurance, general accident insurance, and all insurance bonds. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services, hurry now and pick up your insurance with Universal Insurance PLC. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services like embracing ICT and networking with a dynamic workforce, effective and efficient service delivery, broker-friendly, and so much more. Universal Insurance PLC headquarter office is at number 8 Bagada Expressway, Antony, Lagos, Nigeria. Or you visit our website, www.universalinsurancepLC.com. Universal Insurance PLC. Our word is our bond.
Welcome back. It's another beautiful Friday morning, and it's our regular question and answer morning. With me on the program this morning is none other than Mr. Aruna Kebira, the MD CEO of Global View Capital Limited. Hello, good morning, sir. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Good morning, Ruth.
Okay, let's do a quick rundown of the questions we have, and let's see how far we can go. The first one, please. I want to know how to trade stocks with dual listing.
I think up at this moment, four stocks trading on the NGX that have cross-border listing. One is Airtel Africa, the other one is Tesla, CCI, and Wando. But before you can embark on this, you will need to open a stockbroking account in the country where the stock has its second listing, and you will need to work with your stockbroker. But of the truth, I will tell you that if you can make yourself available at the next Agri Shareholder Association meeting, much of this will be explained, and documents will also be exchanged. And then maybe we'll begin to look at what price that these stocks are trading in other exchanges outside the shore of Nigeria, and what you need to do and what you stand to gain as you involve yourself in this arbitrage. Arbitrage is permissible in every market, that is, you buy in one market at a cheap price and go to the other market and sell at a better price. I think we are going to be sharing that next as we show that submit, make yourself available. I believe it will be better for it.
All right, thank you for that, sir. Moving on to the next question. Please, how can a person move his stocks from a dead house? There's another related question to that, so let me take it together. Is it possible for someone to move his or her portfolio from one broker to another without selling any of the equities owned?
Yes, of course it is possible. You can move your stock from an inactive house, or if you call it a dead house, to an active house. The CFTA and the other market regulators make it possible for that to actually happen. But the only thing you need to do is, first of all, you meet with your target house. When I say target house, that stock broking firm that you want to move your portfolio to, and you need to fill out their KYC form, and you need to provide a document that are needed to validate your KYC. And you also get a backup confirmation address to CFTS. We need to fill the direct settlement form, and you are going to write a mandate letter to CFTS authorizing that target house to move your share from the dead house to the house. And you need to have a valid means of identification. And you also need to provide your BVN biometrics. And you also need to provide a document that shows your relationship between the dead house and you. Maybe something like script receipt, in-house statement that they give to you while you were there, and a counterfoil of the BVN that you receive from the share that you have with that resident house. With that, the stockbroker firm will be able to move your share from an inactive house to an active house, and you cannot have access to your shares respectively.
All right. Now that the formalization of this acquisition of Union Bank by Titan Bank has been formalized, what should shareholders expect from this development?
Yeah, Union Bank notified the NGS on June 2nd, 2022, that with the completion of the share sale and purchase agreement between the bank's majority shareholders, Union Global Partner Limited, Atlas Mara Limited, and the others, and Titan Trust Bank Limited, and the subsequent receipt of all necessary regulatory approval, PGI Group, parent of CPB, now become the majority shareholder and co-investor in Union Bank. Union Bank also notified the NGS of the completion of the divestment of the bank's entire shareholder interest, both direct and indirect, in the subsidiary Union Bank UK PLC, to all the shareholders in the bank's record as part of 4th March 2022, through rather to the existing shareholder interest in the bank. At that, the former CEO, the former board chairman, and all other directors have resigned their appointment. A new CEO, new board, a new board chairman, and other directors have been appointed. What we all need to do, we wait for this new managerial efficiency that they are going to bring to the board, and what it will portend for the bank. It has been taken over by CTB, and we are expecting and we are waiting and looking to see how well we'll be able to turn around the bank and how well they are going to put the bank in its place. Union Bank is to be called being strong and reliable. We believe that the Titan Trust Bank will be able to bring Union Bank to its place of glory, so that that payoff line that they were using the advert, big, strong, and reliable, will actually continue to be.
All right, sir. Moving on to another question. The market is bearish and the prices of stocks are gradually pulling back. What strategy should I deploy in such a market?
Yeah, the recent hike in the MPR by the CBN is actually causing capital flight from the capital market to the fixed income market to blow circular flow of income if a yield capital market is better than the yield in the fixed income market. There will be movement of capital from the physical to the capital market. But here we saw that there was a hike in the MPR, which is causing movement of capital from the capital market to the physical market. And that is putting the market in a bearish mode. Like I've said, because yield is on the physical market are currently looking up. But what you need to do is to take a look again at what I want to call or released by the company and watch out for those that have steady performance especially those that grow their turnovers and increase their share of the market. Rankdem, there was a time we acquired Rankdem, StocksNG.com. We find the ranking, look at the ranking, and from then we begin to look at the performance of the first company that took first one, maybe in terms of turnover, maybe in terms of profit before tax, maybe in terms of profit after tax, in terms of any per share. But what I want you to actually depend on is one, growth in turnover. The second is growth in any per share matter. In another game, at the pullback that we actually seen prices the market has faced is presenting very good investment opportunity. Now, the lower the prices that you can get, the better that it will be for you. And we have always pushed this look for fundamentally sound stocks. If you look at what is happening in the market now, those that don't have fundamental are falling like a pack of cards. But we can see the fundamentally sound stocks are still holding on. We have pushed that and I'm still pushing it again. Sit down and look at what I want results. And you'll be able to look fairly predict what will happen in that quarter two. But that whole result is about 6 weeks from now, 6 to 8 weeks from now, I'm beginning to see the quarter two. The action that you are going to take by sitting down with this quarter one is going to reflect and going to inform where you will be when those results are released.
All right, so about the last question we can take for today. If one sells shares on Monday, can it be credited to the seller's account by Wednesday?
The settlement cycle, when you sell shares, is T plus 3. That is the time of transaction plus 3 days. If you sell on Monday, you'll get credited on Thursday. T plus 3 days. That is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday will pass. By Thursday, you are going to get credited. There is what the CSPS use, they call it DGP, delivery versus payment. On that same day, that you have sold will be delivered to the person that bought from you. And the person that bought from you, the money which the person that bought from you paid, will also be credited to your account. So you are going to get credited. Your account should be credited on Thursday, T plus 3. That is even Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, by Thursday, at least by Thursday, your account are supposed to be credited depending on the stockbroking firm that you are operating with. And again, depending on whether you have a direct tax settlement in place. If you have a direct tax settlement in place, CFPS will credit your account directly. But if you don't have that in place, the house where you sold will credit your account on Thursday.
All right. Your last word for our listeners this morning and thereafter your number.
Yeah, like I've said, the market is actually presenting good entry points for most of the stocks, especially those that have fundamentals. Like I said, there is a level to which the prices will fall and they will bottom out. What I would just advise is that you just follow my lead that I said sit down with the quarter one, and from that you say you can fairly predict what happened in quarter two. And I believe that you should take this advice and you take position. By the time quarter two results are released to the market, will be better for it. My number is 0802-300-9379. 0802-300-9379.
Thank you so much, Mr. Arena, for your time on the program this morning.
Thank you, Ruth, for always having me.
We have finally come to the end of the program for this week. We'll say a very big thank you to our esteemed audience for tuning in since the beginning of this week. And we also thank you for the feedbacks. Finance and Investment Watch will be live on LTV 8, 10 p.m. on Sunday, DSTV channel 256, GoTV channel 90. Tune in, enjoy the conversation, and learn. It will be a time well spent, that I can promise you. Catch up on all that you have missed during the week on StocksNG.com this weekend. Until next week, when I shall be coming your way again by the special grace of God, same time, same station. Ruth Ibikunle, wishing you all a great and restful weekend. Bye for now.